Time for sports with Mike Cozzi. Let's bring him in. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I guess we can start off with baseball because the Mets really are starting to make it interesting now. They're two games out, and they just swept Arizona. It's just a really crazy season.
Yeah, Arizona was playing well. They came to New York, got beat up, lost their last five after winning like seven in a row. But the surprise of the Brewers, they've won seven in a row, even losing Yelich. So they're tied with the Cubs for the second spot. And both the Mets and the Phillies, they're two games behind that second spot. The Nationals have a three-and-a-half-game lead on the top spot for the wild card.
Yeah, it's just pretty wild. I guess that's why they invented the wild card, Mike, to make more. I'm still not a big believer in the wild card.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. They should have the four teams, each division winner with one top team that didn't make a division championship and get on with it. Because this play-in game, you're playing all these games. All we've been talking about in baseball for basically the last month is the wild card game. That's a one-game playoff. It's a one-game playoff to make the playoffs. It's a joke. It really doesn't mean anything. So Washington, for as good as they're playing, they'll play the Brewers, the Cubs, the Phillies, or the Mets, whoever. And if they lose that game, everything goes for naught.
Yeah.
Where these other teams are struggling, and they'll get in. And if they can beat the Washington Nationals in the first game, they're in. Now, on the other side, you got the Indians, the Rays, and the A's, who it's a full game from the third spot to the first spot. Yeah. So those teams are struggling to stay alive. And either one of those teams could get that fourth spot if it was the old way. And this one's a little more competitive. But then again, one of these teams isn't going to make it, and there's not a lot of difference between all three. So you can argue for it. You can argue against it. I don't like it.
All right. Then just another glance. The score is 10-4, 11-1, 10-3. 12-6, 11-5. And I was watching on Major League Baseball. I forget what it was, two out of market teams, okay? And the announcers were just, they spent a whole inning on talking about how, you know, what's Major League Baseball going to do, how they're going to address this. And one guy said, are they going to have to put little markers by everybody's records this year? And he said, no, why should players get penalized for a stupid mistake made by the league?
Yep.
You know, it's going to be, one year is going to stand out like crazy, and then everything gets back to normal. What can you do?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. What baseball did this year with the baseballs definitely ruined the game, because, like I've been saying, there's no extended inning. There's no baseball being played. Everybody's sitting back to launch and lift. You don't see bunts. You don't see hitting behind a runner. You don't see hit and run. You don't see steals. You don't see anything anymore. It's base to base and try to hit the ball out of the park.
Well, just listen to this. The Yankees are plus 181. Tampa Bay plus 104. Minnesota plus 163. Cleveland plus 113. Houston plus 238. Oakland plus 140. I mean, in the American League especially, there are more teams. It's disgusting. It's like you've taken the goalie out of hockey and just let him shoot at the net.
You made the net bigger.
Yeah.
You're playing with a soccer net instead of a hockey net.
Yeah.
Because people want to see more action. But like I say, don't go. Do me a favor. Don't go. I want to see the baseball the way it used to be. I don't want to see this trash.
All right. Well, from there, we can go, I guess, and we can take a look at the NFL. We were both wrong last night.
Yeah, you know what? I had a temporary brain freeze yesterday morning. I forgot Fig Newton was the quarterback of Carolina. He is the most overrated quarterback I could ever think of.
So Carolina lost.
Yep.
You're keeping the record of where we stand. So that's.
I'm 6-1, and you're 3-4.
Okay. Well, let's hear. I'll make my three picks for the weekend right now.
Mine are already in stone.
All right. I'm going to take New England over Miami. I'm going to take Dallas over Washington. And I'm going to take Minnesota over Green Bay.
See, you're looking for tough ones. I'm looking for easy ones.
Well, the Patriots, come on, the Patriots over Miami?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Baltimore I'm taking over Arizona. Arizona's terrible.
Yeah.
And Houston I'm taking over Jacksonville. Jackson's terrible. Like last year, I'm basically taking teams that are decent against teams that stink. Well, supposed to stink.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. So now, let's see here. We got horse racing to talk about, right, this weekend?
Yeah, but more importantly, this weekend is it for the Mets. If the Mets come out of this weekend where they're going into the weekend, they have a shot. If not, it's over because they play the Dodgers this weekend. And they start out with the other overrated pitcher in baseball, Clayton Kershaw, goes up against them tonight. But the Dodgers staff has been really, really good this year. They get, in my opinion, their best pitcher tomorrow, matching up against DeGrom. So tonight, Syndergaard against Kershaw. Tomorrow's Ryu against DeGrom. So there's definitely some good pitching going on in Queens this weekend. And see how the Mets come out of it. Unfortunately, in the middle of September, they play the best team in the National League for the year, and they're going to have to beat them to still keep their playoff hopes alive. If the Mets get swept, again, it all depends what the teams in front of them do, but if the Mets get swept, it doesn't look good for them to make the shot. But this is the way the schedule is, and they have to beat the Dodgers. And if they beat the Dodgers, then they're flying high.
All right. Speaking about flying high, we need some picks from you.
Yeah, we'll go to Belmont tomorrow. 10th race is a $200,000 Pebbles. They'll have seven horses in there. A couple of favorites. Of course, Chad Brown has both favorites. Hate Chad Brown, so I'm trying to beat him. His horses have speed, and there looks to be a lot of speed in this race, so I'm looking for horses to come from off the pace. One is the 5-horse, 15-1 morning line, passing out. This horse ran about a little more than a month ago up at Saratoga and closed from the back of the pack, actually next to last, to win in the last half of a mile. So this horse has a nice closing foot, as well as the 6-horse, Feel the Glorious. So I'm going to take a 5-6, 6-5 exacta box in the 10th race tomorrow at Belmont, which is the Pebbles. Going out to Churchill Downs, today's opening day. Tomorrow they have 4 stakes on the card. I'm going to look at the 2 2-year-old stakes. The 9th race is the 1/16 Pocahontas, going 1/16 on the main track. I'm looking for a 3-horse box here tomorrow. The 9 horses in the race, I'm going to go with the 5 Blood Curling, who won by 11 first and only time out at Colonial Downs. Has a real nice turn of foot. This horse, know how far he can go. If he can make the 1/16, if she can make the 1/16, this horse would be very dangerous. The breeding calls that it can. So I'm going to use the 5 Blood Curdling. The 6 Morning Gold, his first time on the dirt after 2 turf races, training nicely at Churchill Downs. This horse is by morning line, so should transpose over to the dirt very well. And the 8 horse, trained by Steve Asmussen, Lotta Ott, broke his maiden up in Saratoga. This horse is bred for 2 turns, and any one of these, I think, can win. So I'm going to go with a 3-horse exacta box, 5-6-8 in the 9th race, Pocahontas, which is about 5-5 tomorrow night. The next race is the 10th race. It's the sister race for this one. This one's for the Colts. 1/16 on the dirt. The Iroquois, 10 horses line up here. Real, real tough race here. The 3-horse Scabbard, which won at Churchill Downs and ran second in the Sanford. This horse, you may have known, his name was Noose. The Racing Commission made them change the name from Noose. I don't know why. The name of the horse is now Scabbard. So I like Scabbard in this race. Another horse who won convincingly first and only time out, the 7-horse Juggernaut by Golden Sense. This horse won by 6 lengths in debut at Ellis Park. And another horse coming out of Ellis Park that won big is the 8-horse, Dennis's Moment. This horse won by 19-plus lengths. Dennis's Moment looks like the cream of the crop in this race, off of that race and subsequent Bullet Works at Churchill Downs. So Dennis Moment's going to be my top pick in here. And I'm going to use the 3 Scabbard, the 7 Juggernaut, and the 10 January 1, who won once first and only time up at Saratoga, in exactas and trifectas and the superfecta. So Kentucky Downs is closed. Churchill Downs opens up. So nice race in there tomorrow, a decent race at Belmont. And we're a month and a half away from the Breeders' Cup.